Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. I trust you are well. Today we continue in the Gospel of Luke. Let's read from Luke 9, 10 to 17. Then the apostles returned. They reported to Jesus what they had done. Then he took them with him and they withdrew by themselves to a town called Bethsaida. But the crowds learned about it and followed him. He welcomed them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who needed healing. Later in the afternoon, the 12 came to him and said, "Send the crowd away so they can go to the surrounding villages and countryside and find food and lodging, because we are in a remote place here." He replied, "You give them something to eat." They answered, "We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, unless we go and buy food for all this crowd." About 5,000 men were there. But he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50 each." The disciples did so, and everyone sat down. Taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke them. Then he gave them to the disciples to distribute to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. Today's lesson is the same as yesterday. Jesus stretches us as he calls us to do more than we can, so we learn to rely on Jesus more than we currently do. As with the previous account of his sending out the disciples to do more than they could, so as to learn to rely on him, he now deepens this lesson by getting them to serve and feed way beyond their capacity. After a period of tiring service, Jesus took his disciples to be alone with him. After giving out, it's wise to have a time of taking in and being refreshed. However, we are told that the crowds learned about it and followed him. Jesus' plans are interrupted by the demands of the crowds, the demands of ministry. The disciples may have felt that they had given all that they could, but they have to keep going. They have to keep going. This, of course, doesn't reveal that Jesus is not in control. Rather, Jesus allows this event to happen. He even welcomes them, it says, in order to teach them an important lesson, that he can give us the grace to keep going and do more than we'd thought possible. Of course, it's wise to rest, to be alone with Christ, but sometimes this is disturbed and we can't do it. We have to rush, don't we? And he will give us the resources we need, even if we can only pray very briefly. "Lord, help me today. As I go into this situation, help me." He knows, and he will give us the resources we need. So, having served the crowds without rest, and when the disciples feel that they have done all that they can, Jesus stretches their faith even further. He now works through the disciples to feed the more than 5,000 who were with them. In response to their desire that Jesus send the crowd away so they can go to the surrounding villages and countryside and find food and lodging, he simply tells them, "You give them something to eat." And they're to do this with their very limited 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Just as he told them in their weakness to heal, deliver, preach, he now tells them to feed an impossible number of people with their inadequate resources. Mike McKinley wrote, "This pattern holds true for the disciples of Jesus today. We have nothing to give away to others unless Christ has given us the power and resources that we need." So in response, Jesus calls us to do more than we can so that we learn to rely on Jesus more than we currently do. Growth and maturity doesn't necessarily come through time. It comes through responsibility. By coming to Jesus and doing the things he says, we grow in faith and skill and maturity. What is your equivalent to this feeding of the 5,000? How are you being stretched in faith? Remember, we're never to shy away from or give up on things because they are too hard for us, because nothing is too difficult for Jesus. Rather, may we say yes and no to things because we honestly believe that we've heard his voice. God bless you.